Kick It with me, Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesday nights, 5 to 7 on KRNN. I play a diverse mix of Americana, country roots rock, and southern swamp stomp. I often have musicians stop by for a chat and a song in the studio. That's Tideline Wednesday nights, 5 to 7 on KRNN 102.7.
Takes my heart, she throws it on the fire. Throws me on after to see if I'll expire. And when she sees the future, man, it scares me. She is a prophet and I'm her canary. The water's cold, I'm going in. If it looks too dangerous, man, I'm going for a swim. And I know all that's in my life and I don't mind it. Heart to love, she's got mine in her pocket. She gets mad in a good way. Takes off all her clothes and gets naked in the Milky Way. And oh, that's my life and I don't mind it. She needs a heart to love, she's got mine in her pocket. And I'll keep hers in a safe place so she don't lose it in this hall. Race to save the world so she don't lose it in this race to save the world. That's my girl and I'm okay. Every day we are gonna save the world. And I know, oh, that's my life and I don't mind it. She needs a heart to love, she's got mine in her pocket. And I'll keep hers in a safe place so she don't lose it in this hard run race to save the world. So she don't lose it in this race to save the world. And I'll keep hers in a safe place so she don't lose it in this hard run race to save the world. So she don't lose it in this race to save the world.
All right, that is Dan Kirkwood, who is here in the studio. Say hello, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Hello. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
I know I was supposed to have you on last week, and I thought I'd wait until it was sunny and gorgeous to bring you
inside.
To pull you into the studio. So thanks so much for being here.
That's my absolute pleasure.
He's like, thanks. So, did you do anything fun today out in the sun?
I was able to get out in the sun. I was able to go with a friend on a boat ride.
Excellent.
And as always, just a chance to cruise around Southeast.
That sounds like a good day. And now you're in here, and you're going to play us a little music. And we just heard one of your new recordings. Tell us a little bit about this song. I know you just recently had some recordings done in Nashville. And so we just heard one of them.
Yeah, that I thought we'd start with that one just because it's got the pedal steel guitar. It's got the fiddle.
Excellent.
It's got the whole rowdy thing. It's a sunny day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most of the music's actually really kind of quiet and dreary stuff. It's perfect for Juno. No, I love that song, and it's a song I've been kicking around for many, many years. So
it's a good one.
And we had a chance to go down to Nashville to put it down on a tape, so to speak, because, that's just an anachronism anymore, down on the computer. and then folks chiming in, so, yeah. Jim Hoke on pedal steel guitar. Libby Stringer, Juno famous. Libby
Excellent.
Stringer. Playing fiddle on that track for us, too.
It's a good track. It sounds really good. It's a lot of fun. And is this one, I know you've played a couple of times at Folk Fest. Is this one that made an appearance at Folk Fest?
Yeah, I think I kicked off my first. That was the first song I played at my first folk fest.
Excellent. How was your experience with the first folk fest?
Your first folk fest is something you never forget.
You never forget, and then the crowd went wild, and you jumped into the mosh pit.
Oh, it was fabulous, right? Because you look down and you know everyone. And you're like, oh God, they're all here.
They're all listening.
And I got my picture in the paper. And my parents were just on the moon.
Oh, I bet. That's really cool. So you're in here with your guitar, which I'm so excited you brought a guitar and you're going to play live for us. Why don't you go ahead and play us a song and tell us, tell us the name of it or set it up a little bit for us?
Okay. I'm going to play a song called River. And for me, it's kind of a challenging song, just the vocals, but it's a lot of fun. It's got a lot of energy and I'm just feeling on a day like today, really got to kind of go for these fun, rowdy songs. I also want to play River because this is a song that a friend of mine has been a big proponent of, and she's just out of the field. You know, it's that season when all your friends are running around Southeast. And this is for my friend Lauren Oakes, who's just back from the wilderness and has been a fan of this song, so I'm going to play it for her.
Okay, this is Dan Kirkwood.
I better think about how this goes.
We'll take a good look at Parson wrote a book with secrets that he stole from the devil. The devil's heart was lost and broke apart on the river that runs as a revel. But my brother, the son of my mother, took the book on to run down the river. He disappeared where the river drops, I fear. The book in his heart, a deceiver.
That was excellent. If you're just tuning in now, this is Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesday nights. And it is such a pleasure to have Dan Kirkwood here in the studio playing live. And tell me again the name of that one.
That's a song called River.
River.
And I guess a song about going down a river in the most kind of broad sense, but I guess if you asked me any more about it, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
What was the inspiration? No, just kidding. No, that was a really cool song. And so we also have another recording you wanted to play also. And is River's not one of the ones that you had, mastered down in Nashville yet? You're kind of getting sort of an album ready or an EP or kind of what are your plans with that?
Yeah. So a year ago, we put out an EP. And I say we, I'm talking my friend Jameson and I in Nashville. And we put out an EP called Northern Star, and it had 4 or 5 tracks on it. And that was an EP that I have to thank my friends here in Juneau for being hugely supportive of. And we wouldn't have been able to record the whole album if it hadn't been for for the financial support of a lot of folks at Folkfest. So now we've got a full-length album recorded. River is on that album, and
excellent.
It's called Kill Olympia is the name of the album. What we've done for tonight is I've put something up online if folks want to download any tracks. There'll be a few tracks up online at danielkirkwood.bandcamp.com. Sorry, fire up your internet there, folks.
That's right.
danielkirkwood.bandcamp.com. And, you know what? I just put it up there. It's for free if you want it tonight.
That's
so
right.
One night only. It's quite nice. I enjoy it, and I think you will too.
Excellent.
And maybe play another track that's on there. I can fire it up.
We've got all sorts of things in here. Laptops, iPods, iPhones, and guitars. We're wired and ready.
Yeah, this is probably one of the popular songs on the album, and it's kind of a laugh. I just absolutely love it because we were able to bring in a pedal steel guitar player who absolutely blew me away with his good taste. His name's Jim Hoke. And if the folks down in Nashville really threw some muscle behind my music, and I really appreciate that.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm going to play a song called Landmarks.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and fire that one up. And you are ready whenever.
My body was cold and stiffer and older from sitting and thinking about two of us winding up mountains and finding the sunlight when the valleys are dark. It was a memory fading in my life as a painting in the river that flows through. Drive through the deserts and forests, saying we'd leave the cities behind. Tracing a map with a pen on your back of the landmarks we hold in our minds. Well, I remember the two of us gazing at a storm from the hills that broke on the plain. Yes, it was truly amazing, my life as a painting. It's changing and always the same. Well, we'd be talking about science's progress, and I'd make you late for class. Evolutionary forces on gray jays and horses in a world that was changing too fast. And if you're talking about me, I am the son of the river, the road to the sea. Yes, you get out of the car after so long on the road to touch the water and walk as you please.
right. That is Dan Kirkwood, and that song was called Landmarks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Landmarks.
That was very cool. So Dan was telling me a little bit while the song was playing. Why don't we share that to your experience in Nashville recording? And you said that they brought in some pretty cool musicians to play with you and singers. And tell us a little bit about the experience with this song in particular. You're mentioning two of the singers.
Totally. Yeah. Well, Jameson Sevitz, the incredible producer behind this album, I met because we were both playing in a Tom Waits tribute band.
Awesome.
For a show right before Christmas. It was fabulous. Like, I had a horn section and a burlesque dancer. And then the other vocalist is Erin Rae McCaskill, and she's got this gorgeous voice. We were at an open mic, and I was just about to leave. And
that's always a moment.
Well, yeah, at an open mic, you know, it's hard to leave, right? And she said, no, don't go. And I was like, hey, sorry, you know, we're out of here. And she said, no, Dan, please stay. We should play together. And she blew me away. I mean, she just put me on the floor.
Cool.
And so I called her up the next day. She came down. And to have folks, yeah, who really know music in and out. I just kind of go in there and play some songs that I've written. And they're able to kind of tastefully add to that in a big way.
That's got to be a pretty cool experience just to see something that you, you know, maybe just kind of in the quiet of your own home or something, just kind of came up with something. Mm. And then to have some people really kind of take and expand it and do things with it that maybe you hadn't really expected. So what was one of those moments, I guess, where you're like, wow, who knew it could sound like that?
Yeah, and again, that's that pedal steel guitar, you know.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, you grew up hearing that and like it's just pure country. You know,
there's something romantic about it.
Yeah.
It just kind of tugs you and you're like, oh, I love that.
Yeah, I was saying to me on this album, that pedal steel guitar sounds like the Miller High Life logo, that girl sitting in the swing, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's just tinfoil and stardust. It's beautiful.
That sounds like a good album name. That's great. So, okay. So tell me a little bit about your songwriting. It sounds, I know I've been able to hear probably 5 different tracks, and I know that you've got kind of a whole new remastered versions of them, but it definitely sounds like a Juno album. Like, I mean, that's clearly... you know, you. I'm not sure how long you kind of come and go in the summers, right? Or you've lived here off and on for how long?
I've been up here since 2009, and yeah, on and off. I actually find the summers to be incredibly unproductive for songwriting here.
Oh, you're outside.
Well, you're outside, yeah, and there's no time to, like, relax. And music, for mm-hmm. me, takes kind of inattention,
mm-hmm.
like very specifically not trying to do it. And you just kind of have to have the time to sit around. So most of my songwriting happens in the fall, winter, maybe spring. And I've written quite a few tracks here in lonely, drafty, cold
yes.
houses, you know, out on North Douglas
or yeah.
in the valley. And then from there, you know, you're just a singer-songwriter, and there's enough of those in Nashville. So to have folks come play along with you is a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool. All right, so you got another song you want to play for us?
Sure. Yeah, let's I'll fire one up right here in the studio.
That sounds good.
And I'll quite honestly say this is a song that's quite new. This is actually a really rare occasion, writing a song in the summer. And I wrote this right after I came back from a 9-day trip kayaking in Endicott Arm.
Nice.
Friend Solon Jensen and Irene, and those two are a lot of inspiration. So I'm going to remember how it goes, and then I'm going to start playing it, and then eventually I'll finish playing it.
That sounds good. If you're just tuning in, this is Dan Kirkwood on KRNN.
Along the river, I want a boat to wash me down, where the moon pulls out the water, and I can sleep upon the dry and sandy ground.
reasons I am a hunter. But in my heart I am the prey. Moving through the long and flowing grass, stalk my heart at the trembling break of day. And I will find my strength in time. And it's blowing my mind, yes, it's blowing my mind, that I'm growing old. And I could never leave a lover. And though I do my best to find myself alone on whistling mountain tops, mountain tops of the spare and lonesome kind. And I will find my strength inside, though it's blowing my mind, yes, it's blowing my mind, that I'm growing old.
So debut song right there from Dan Kirkwood. Does that one have a name?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
No pressure there. So that one you just wrote this summer, right?
About a week ago.
About a week ago. Did you just have a birthday a week ago?
No, it was...
I'm just kidding. No. That was really cool. I like that one, too.
Yeah. I like playing the... kind of the finger-picking stuff.
Very cool.
It's all kind of goofy. It's fun.
It is. It's kind of playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're going to play slow, quiet, sad songs about nature, you got to find some way to be playful.
Well, you know, that's kind of a good theme for Juno's summer this year, too.
Oh, Lord.
Although today, it's totally making a fool out of us. But, hey, it's gorgeous. And as you know, there's nothing like Juno on a sunny day. But so tell me a little bit about music you grew up listening to. I mean, obviously, there's usually some musician or something that you hear that kind of, you know, grabs your attention and kind of stays with you, or.
Well, man, I'd love to be able to credit my dad scaring me with Tom Waits as a kid. I honestly thought that was like scary music.
It is kind of scary.
It is a little scary.
He's a little intense.
Yeah. Gosh, Lord. I was having a great conversation with a friend today about how there's a lot of great musicians out there that I haven't even really enjoyed yet. I've listened to a few songs. I haven't gotten into it yet. And so, you know, I kind of been progressing through, you know, as a kid, first you get the Beatles and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that is special. And then maybe you find Jimi Hendrix and that blows your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably get a new album every now and then that I'll listen to for about 6 months. It'll be one of the few things I listen to. And then I'm still saving, like, the classics. I'm still saving, like, the War and Peace of music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get into it someday, maybe. but I'm actually very poorly versed in music. My friend Ben Robinson knows this very well. He's a DJ sometimes, and he's always giving me music because I don't have any music.
You know, I have friends who are musicians, and they are very similar. Like, I have a friend who writes her own music. She's really talented as well. And you're like, oh, hey, so who do you listen to? She's like, I can't really remember. Maybe I could sing a little bit of it. But she admits, like, her music collection is so sparse. And it's obviously she loves music, but it's, you know, it's just not something that... Some of us are, you know, always scanning and searching and enjoying to introduce people to new music. And then there are those of you who are doing such a great job introducing us to new music. So it all works out.
I'll just count myself as one of the people who's getting exposed to new music.
That's pretty cool. Is there anything, you know, you've talked about the pedal steel guitar. Is there any other instrument or anything that you're thinking you want to dabble in as far as either playing or having accompanying you on some music or something that just kind of you're curious about, or?
I've had this vow that I'm going to learn to play the fiddle for like a year and a half now. I even wrote a song a while back called Learn the Fiddle, because I was like just committed. But I never have, and I really respect people who can play it. So anytime I can wrangle Libby, string her up on stage, she's got to be so – I'm just constantly harassing her.
I'm sure she enjoys it and has fun.
Well, yeah. Anytime you can get her on stage is a pleasure. We've got her on the album.
Very talented.
I'm in love with the banjo. My first exposure to that was my uncle, Tony, who lives here in Juneau. He played the banjo when we were growing up a lot. And I remember sitting and watching The Fools Run at Midnight. We came up to visit when I was kids here to Juneau. And he was playing the banjo as everybody ran by and waved and said hello to him. And I thought, man, what a great town.
That's pretty cool.
And we've got my friend John. My friend John Fellis is on the album playing banjo, and that's really fabulous to have him on there as well.
Very cool. Excellent. So, you know, this is, we'll mention again, if you're just tuning in, this is Angelina, your host of Tideland on Wednesday nights, and I've got Dan Kirkwood here in the studio, and Dan has been playing some live tunes, some new ones, and then also we've been playing a few recordings. You just had, I think, 5 different songs mixed and mastered and all that good stuff down in Nashville. And you also said you have a couple of songs up on Bandcamp, which is danielkirkwood.bandcamp.com. And if you race to your computer right now, you can download them for free. Anyway, so I guess, do you want to play any more of your recordings, or do you have any other... any other songs in the guitar there that you want to play, or?
Well, I guess we could go out, play a recording, and it's, oh, what the heck.
What the heck? Why not? Are we taking requests? Should we see if we get any calls?
No,
just kidding.
Absolutely not. We're not my friends should absolutely put their phones down and not call and bother us. Solon, I'm listening.
That's funny. That's okay. Usually sometimes when the phone rings, I'm always, it's going to be that guy calling thinking I'm the cab driver.
Hi, I'd like to order pizza.
Yeah, I haven't, I'd welcome that over. Can you pick me up on the corner? And I'm like, you know, I'm on air right now.
Busy.
I'll try to get there. I'm busy, you know, and he never has fare. Mooch.
Okay.
All right. So what do you got for us?
I'll throw it out there. This is the title track for the album. It's called Kill Olympia. And I want to play it because we've got, all of the musicians who I've talked about, John and Libby, Aaron, Jameson, my friend Craig, we've got everybody on here. This is the most orchestrated, over-the-top song on the album. It's called Kill Olympia.
Excellent.
And I'll go out with that and play the recording here.
Well, that sounds good. Whoops. That was just a little guitar playing there for you.
Holy cow. Oh, right.
You let me know when you're ready and I'll...
Trees have gone home. And Kill Olympia rides a crimson tide on the river alone. The hemlocks quiver before she speaks. The trees have gone home. And she feeds all of the mountain creeks. Thank you. was I on the roof alone. Both men came to her bedside lamp, the trees of dawn. But she would not take any man in camp on the roof alone. We will kill. Down in the melting snow on the river alone. Brave Olivia, the scorned logger's wife in the trees of dawn, stood her ground to protect her life.
Hi, this is Jim Strader with a health note from Bartlett Regional Hospital. If you're having a baby, Bartlett offers free classes to help you and your partner